Have you heard the big news? Swift has officially launched a pilot program that's set to revolutionize cross-border banking by integrating a blockchain-based ledger right into their global messaging network.
It's a significant development. Announced on July 9, this initiative is partnering with 17 major financial institutions. Think heavy hitters like HSBC, Citi, BNP Paribas, UBS, ANZ, DBS, and Standard Chartered. They're going to test tokenized deposit settlements in a controlled, real-world environment.
What's fascinating is the core idea here. The main thesis is that traditional banking can actually adopt distributed ledger technology without compromising security or regulatory compliance. It feels like a bridge between old and new.
Exactly. Rather than ripping out legacy infrastructure, Swift is layering blockchain over its current system. It's a pragmatic hybrid approach.
And that hybrid approach is key because it allows banks to use tokenized deposits, digital representations of actual fiat currency, to execute payments. It's digital money in its purest form.
Right, and that changes the mechanics significantly. Instead of sending delayed settlement messages, banks transfer tokens that update balances in real time. This effectively eliminates batch processing and those frustrating intermediary delays.
We've all dealt with the headaches of the current system. Historically, international transfers take 2 to 5 business days to settle, passing through multiple correspondent banks that just add fees, delays, and operational bottlenecks.
It's a real operational drag. Transactions initiated outside standard banking hours often remain queued until the next business day. In a fast-paced global economy, that downtime is costly.
This is where the new blockchain ledger really shines. It addresses these inefficiencies by enabling near-instant settlement and continuous, 24/7 processing. Imagine sending money without waiting for a bank to open.
That's the goal. This shift aligns banking infrastructure with the pace of the global economy, allowing businesses and individuals to move money across borders whenever needed, regardless of time zones or traditional operating hours.
It's exciting to see the participation of top-tier global banks. It really signals a serious industry-wide commitment to modernization. This isn't just a niche experiment.
Agreed. These institutions will run parallel tests to measure transaction speed, accuracy, and system stability under varying market conditions. They need to prove it works under pressure.
Over the coming months, Swift and its partners will analyze performance data, stress test the network under high-volume scenarios, and refine compliance protocols to meet international regulatory standards. It's going to be a busy period.
The critical takeaway here is that traditional finance is moving past blockchain skepticism and embracing it as a practical, complementary tool. It's a shift from if to how.
By combining the reliability of established banking networks with the speed and transparency of distributed ledgers, Swift is laying the groundwork for a more efficient global payment system. It's the best of both worlds.
If the pilot succeeds, the technology will gradually expand to more institutions, ultimately delivering faster, cheaper, and round-the-clock international transfers to corporate and retail customers worldwide.
Absolutely. The future of cross-border finance is no longer theoretical. It is actively being tested and prepared for deployment. We're standing on the brink of something new.